One problem, said an audience member at today's meeting, is that those who fought the bill tooth and nail back in March are winning the war on semantics. They use terms like Obamacare and socialized medicine to peg the bill as a flex of the administration's paternalistic muscle. The bill basically requires medical insurance providers to expand their coverage and increases the eligibility parameters for government-sponsored health coverage. Patrick Cannon is the advocacy director for Florida Chain, a group whose mission is to promote quality, affordable health care for all Floridians.
This is an historic day.
Among the changes that go into effect today,
job-based health plans and new individual plans won't be allowed to deny or exclude your children under 19 based on a pre-existing condition or a disability.
Cannon says plans now generally have to ensure dependents of those covered until age 26, and
starting today, insurance companies will be prohibited from canceling your insurance just because you get sick. They can't impose lifetime dollar limits on essential coverage, and there are now restrictions on annual coverage limits. And women no longer need a referral to see an OBGYN.
As for those who've been denied coverage because of a pre-existing condition?
And in 2014, adults cannot be denied for coverage with a pre-existing condition. The PCIP, pre-existing condition insurance plan, is a transitional program that will end in 2014.
Dr. Charles Mahan, one of the experts on today's panel, says he never expected to see such legislation pass.
I think it's one of the most exciting things. I really did not think this would happen in my lifetime. And having worked most of my career with low-income folks, I just think it's wonderful.
He says the bill might have flaws, including lack of dental coverage, but he's no less optimistic.
It's not perfect. Far from it. But it's a step in the right direction. It's something that we can put extra building blocks on it to get to where we want to go.
Greg Mello is policy director for Florida Chain. He says the big changes are still 4 years out. That's two full election cycles.
More people qualify for Medicaid, and more people who can't afford health insurance will be able to get help affording it. That's what will happen then. Right now it's smaller but important. Today is about people who have coverage already, for the most part, and giving them more protections, making sure that they have coverage that's meaningful.
In addition to the rights lambasting of the reform, it also faces tangible challenges, including a lawsuit challenging its constitutionality and the threat of repeal if the GOP takes Congress in November. Charles Mahan said there's one way supporters of the new policy can combat these threats.
One of the ways to deal with that would be if all Americans that were going to be affected by chipping away at this law would go to their congressperson and just ask the simple question, why can't I have insurance as good as you?
The war of words you can see daily on cable news may be fueling the fire. At a recent conservative summit, Republican former Arkansas governor and presidential candidate Mike Huckabee compared insuring people with pre-existing conditions to insuring a house that already burned down. Mahan says that amounts to calling such people useless.
I'd ask him whether the damaged goods had contributed anything to a world like Stephen Hawking or Franklin Delano Roosevelt or Stevie Wonder or people like that all had pre-existing conditions, you know.
Some say the new law doesn't go far enough. Dr. Quentin Young is National Coordinator for Physicians for a National Health Program. He says that a single-payer system is the only way to go.
We have 50 million uninsured and another 50 million, mind you, who are underinsured. What that means is we have a serious illness where, you know, it's a hospital stay or frequent specialty visits, you're going to be uncovered. So we have a very vulnerable population. Let me mention one other ominous fact. Each year, about 2 million people have bankruptcy, personal bankruptcy. 62% of that 2 million are due to unpaid medical bills. So our health system costs are driving normal, middle-class, decent people into bankruptcy. That's not what a health system should do.
Such a system, which countries like the UK, Canada, and most recently Taiwan have adopted, would entail a single government-administered health insurance system nearly everyone would be able to use. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.